BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily from the BBC. On today's show, you will hear 24 years at the tap end, US election special. Real or no real? Real facts versus fake facts, but which are which? My idea of us creating a Christmas classic song, one that will still be played on Radio 1 in 20 years. Like a good one, not proper Crimbo. Misha B on her bad teeth, and why Justin Bieber freaks out Becky.
BBC Radio 1.
Hit the theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
We're well into season two now, and thankfully Chris is still remembering enough to bring us two episodes of Tap End a week.
It is becoming a bit of a struggle.
Do you think you can keep going realistically till Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, it's just remembering those stories, isn't it? A lot happens in your life.
And also, it's like, is this interesting enough to put on?
Yes, that's not so much the priority for me.
It all gets on.
It has to be. I thought I'd take you both to my 21st year at the tap end, if you're keen. It's not so much a special, this one. The last two we've had fireworks evening and Halloween.
What we got today?
Today, I've tried my best to do an American election special.
How on earth can you remember what you were doing at the last American election?
Well,
you haven't got many to choose from either, have you, if they only happen every 4 years?
I will tell you now.
Okay.
My 21st year at the tap-in, if you're keen.
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 And
Rado.
Ready now. There were a few events in 2008 that shaped not just my life, but also the world. Great Britain competed in the Beijing Olympics, winning 19 golds. Kosovo declared independence from Serbia. And one of the most prominent events of the year saw Barack Obama voted as the 44th president of the United States of America. It was a momentous year for the world, but as Obama was graduating to presidency, I was going through important changes of my own. It had been 3 years at Southampton Uni, and much like Obama, it had been a campaign of many ups and downs. Also, much like Obama, the first and second years hadn't involved much work. For me personally, I had to take retakes, and it all came down to the third year, which saw a good final push to achieve a 2-2 graded degree, a Desmond, and my graduation and ascendancy to a new life.
Did you model your whole university experience on Barack Obama?
It's only now that I look back on my life that I realise many similarities between me and Barack Obama. And obviously with the election results last night, it got me thinking. And the more I think about it, we are very similar in how we've gone about our life.
Yeah.
It's almost like a mirror image, isn't it?
Yes, but I mean from across, it's quite romantic really, because it's like across the Atlantic, isn't it?
Mm.
I imagine Obama had a massive party when he graduated himself. And for me, it was no different. The 2008 Southampton University Grad Ball was set to be a big, big night. It was held, as all formal uni events were, at the Southampton Guildhall in the town centre, a grand venue that required me to suit up.
There you go, there's another one. Obama suited up when he was declared president.
Yes.
Same.
Exactly. And I imagine for him, he must have, I mean, when all this election stuff's over, there is some kind of party. There is a graduation party, if you will.
I can't remember the Southampton Guildhall looking a lot like the White House.
I don't know. I think it is Southampton's equivalent, isn't it? I mean, it's definitely,
Actually, of all buildings
in Southampton, it's the one that looks most like the White House.
It's the one that's always in the echo.
Due to the number of students graduating, the grad balls were going to be over two separate evenings, but the lineup was to be completely the same in the interests of fairness. Aside from the meal and entertainment, including burlesque and a jazz band, Radio 1's very own Nihal was doing a DJ set, and headlining the 2008 Grad Ball was chart topper Kate Nash.
Oh, wow.
It was the evening of my Grad Ball. A couple of the lads weren't looking forward to the night as much. There had even been reports that the night before, Kate Nash had been booed off stage.
Oh, that happens sometimes at student gigs. I think it's horrible.
It's a tough crowd, isn't it, Scott?
I've seen it happen to many of the greats.
Really?
Like who?
Liz McLarnon off Atomic Kitten. S Club 3.
In fact, that's the only one I've seen booed off before. Joe O'Meara.
Yeah, awful.
Off S Club.
David Sneddon.
Have you been booed off?
Things have been chucked, but I've not ever been booed off.
Someone threw a firework at you once.
Yeah. I'm never booed, but there's always time.
I wasn't going to let this dampen my spirits, though. My plan was to get well involved. We boarded cabs, and on arriving at the Guildhall, learnt that Kate Nash had decided to cancel her gig that night.
I wonder why.
A few people were disappointed. It was a shame to not have a headliner act.
Just a few, yeah?
Yeah. I think contractually, she was probably booked for both nights, and then I seem to remember on the second night she was ill.
Sometimes that does happen.
I even gave Scott a call at that point to see if he fancied coming down to DJ, but he was too busy.
I remember this.
Did Chris phone you and say, Kate Nash has cancelled, can you come and do her set, please? Look at my face.
Because you are much fitter.
No, I wasn't too fussed about Scott singing Foundations. Kate Nash songs. I thought I'd step in. I just thought I'd do everyone a favour. I was like, look, my mate DJs, he can... I'll see if he's about.
I had to leave a Kate Nash gig once because I was laughing so much. It was really quiet. She was doing a really quiet new song. This is from the second album.
Is this the Pigeons one?
It's the Pigeons one.
I've heard about it.
I told you about this.
No, I know. I thought it would be the song that you would.
It's like, pigeons are so great. They like to mate. And I was like, seriously, I need to leave. You know that thing where you're actually like needing to like put your hand in your mouth? I was just a bit surprised that she was doing a song about pigeons, and you know when something just catches you like that and you just laugh? Sorry, Kate.
It was still a big party that night, though. Everyone looked great in formal wear. And even though it was all a bit sensible at the start, these formal occasions always are, it didn't take long till jackets were off and ties were round heads, and people were having it. My mate DJ Sparky was DJing and doing a fantastic...
People were having it?
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Oh, having just, it!
Yeah. Yes, yes. No, none of that's allowed at the grab ball.
Well, I've seen it happen.
Although I'm sure it goes on.
Yes.
My mate DJ Sparky was DJing and doing a fantastic job, even under difficult circumstances after the whole Kate Nash thing. I was down at the front of the stage, executing my finest dance moves and generally grabbing people I'd spent good times with at uni and telling them how much I love them. Nash or no Nash, it was a great night. But then the stage went dark. And the music went off. Everyone stopped what they were doing. It was clear something exciting was about to happen. And then a spotlight moved to the side of the stage. The shadow of a man could be seen moving towards the front of the stage, clutching a guitar in hand.
Oh, who's it gonna be?
People started to point and grab each other in excitement. A band took their place.
Grab each other in excitement? What? Like-
yeah, I've just read that. That's not right. I don't mean like that. Anyway, it was tense. A band took their places at instruments behind him. No. The lights went up, and that all too familiar sound started up. If you got the audio tape, press play now.
Okay, hang on.
It's right in front of me. I couldn't believe it. It was Chesney Hawkes. He was incredible. Straight in with the one and only. The crowd were going mad. This was much better than Kate Nash. My arms round my mate's shoulders, singing my heart out. The next hour saw Chesney and his band busting out an hour of covers.
Hour?
Before coming back to perform his song one more time. It was, apparently, I later found out, he'd been booked as a sort of surprise guest, you know, to replace Kate Nash last minute. He was available that last minute.
Was he?
You could literally, a phone call, and he could... gather a band and be at Southampton Guildhall that evening. It was brilliant.
I liked him on Twitter yesterday where he was going, do the right thing, America, Chesney.
Was he Obama or Romney?
I think probably Obama.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't see him on the Jay-Z gig.
No. But I like it that maybe one American thought, Chesney Hawkes thinks I should vote Obama, so I will.
Yeah.
Tick.
I stood there in the crowd. I'd got my degree. I'd had an amazing 3 years. Life doesn't get much better than this, I thought. Before long, Radio 1's Nihal was on, smashing it. He was quality. And then as quickly as it had begun, it was over. The last song, the song that was to finish my time at uni. There was only ever going to be one choice. and as the intro started, I felt arms go round my shoulders. As people stood back to form a circle, it was the perfect end. Take that, never forget. I was proud of everything I'd achieved at university. It had been a long 3-year campaign that had seen me learn how to cook pasta, get a degree, and most importantly, take charge and responsibility. Much like Obama was now in charge of America, I was in charge of my own little world and my destiny. I'm sure across the Atlantic Ocean, Obama was having the same moment. We'd both come a long way, but we were not too sure where we'd been. We'd both had success. We'd both had good times. But we both remembered this. Yeah. We'd been on this path of life for so long.
Are you just going to read out the rest of the lyrics?
I felt I'd walked 1,000 miles. Sometimes strolled hand in hand with love. Everybody had been there.
No, you can't read it like that because it sounds like you've... with everyone on the course.
With danger on our minds, Barack and I stood on the line of hope. We both knew we could make it. Once we knew the boundaries, we looked into the clouds and saw...
Oh, come on.
...our faces in the moonlight. Just then I realised what a fool we could be. Just because we look so high, we don't have to see us. Finding a paradise wasn't easy, but still, there's a road going down the other side of this hill. We never forgot where we came here from. We never pretended that it's all real. Someday soon, this will all be someone else's dream. This will be someone else's dream.
That's beautiful, Chris.
Thank you.
Winning up here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just glad you didn't do the next verse and chorus of Take That.
I can't talk for tears.
Should we hit the theme tune?
Yeah.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did...
24 years at the top end.
At the top end.
Scott Mills Daily.
Justin Bieber, Beauty and the Beats with Nicki Minaj on BBC Radio 1 and Young Money. People always forget Young Money is on the song. That was Beauty and a Beat. Becky thinks that song should be off the playlist immediately because it contains the lyrics, I can make your body rock.
Yeah, I think anyone that wants to make someone else's body rock just needs to...
What, because it's a song cliche or just because you don't like the idea of it?
Both, I think.
It is a massive
cliche. Too many
cliche.
People want to rock bodies and I don't like it.
Remember the absolute best one? I can make your bed rock. Do you remember that one? Now, I can make my bed rock at the moment. But that's just because the slats have come out.
I thought yours revolves.
No, it doesn't revolve. That's a myth. But the slats have nearly all gone, so I'm having to kind of wedge them back in.
How on earth have the slats gone?
Yeah.
That's the reason why my bed rocks. My bed is always rocking.
Slats just don't disappear from a quick roll over in your sleep.
Well, it squeaks every time I turn over at night.
What, like what?
Like, generally...
You're just making this sound worse.
Every time I turn over, I hear a squeak. Yeah. And it rocks. Yeah. Like, back and forth.
Don't do that.
Have you ever made anyone's body rock?
No.
No.
I'm just thinking of other rock songs now that... We will rock
you. I don't think it's a good thing. If I'd been with Justin Bieber and I started to rock, that means I'm not in a good place.
What, rocking slowly backwards and forwards afterwards? I don't think that's a good look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know if you heard this, but yesterday we were on Stupid Street asking them who they were voting for in the US election, despite the fact that they weren't in America or American and therefore cannot vote. If you missed this, we asked how many people said that they were voting today in the election. It was incredible. This is what happened.
Who are you going to vote for today in the American elections?
Probably Obama.
I would say Obama. Yeah. I think he's done well with America.
Yeah. And how are you going to go about voting?
I'm not sure yet.
Work it out later?
Yeah, most probably.
I'll probably work it out later.
And where do you reckon you'll vote? At home or...?
Probably at home, yeah. Get my mum and dad to help me with it as well.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll probably do it with my family around at home later.
Do you think your family are going to vote as well today? Or
yeah, probably. I think they'll probably choose Obama as well.
Who do you think's more of a joker, Obama or Romney?
I don't know. Obama. Seems like a party animal.
Stacey Solomon.
Sorry, guys, who are you voting for in the American election today, Obama or Romney?
Obama.
Who are you going to be voting for today? It's a big day.
Barack Obama.
And what's his best feature, would you say?
Probably just him as a person, I think. It's his...
Like, best body part?
Probably his hair.
So, who are you going to be voting for today in the American elections?
I would probably vote for Obama.
Cool, and how about you?
Obama.
And where are you going to vote?
Do we vote? Can we? No, we can't.
So, who are you going to be voting for in the American elections today?
Well, I've heard good things about Obama, so I'm probably going to go for him. I don't know anything about this other bloke. So, Obama, you know, he gave donuts to some people, I think, which is pretty jokes.
We're just asking a very quick question. Okay. Who are you going to vote for today, Obama or Romney?
Obama.
Obama, why?
I have no idea why.
Who are you going to be voting for today in the American elections?
Obama.
Why's that?
It's anyone I know, really.
Yeah, that's fair enough. How about you?
I'm going to vote for Obama today.
And where are you going to vote?
I'm not sure.
Lincoln.
Why Lincoln? It's nowhere near it.
That's where I'm from.
Okay, you're not going to try and find somewhere like it is today.
Oh,
so you're going to struggle to get to Lincoln in time to vote.
Whereabouts is it? Here,
where is it we can vote?
I don't know, really. It must be somewhere around here.
Chris stopped this short from giving them actual directions, which would have been mean. Just up there on the left, second right, it's down there. But I totally think that those two from Lincoln swung it for Obama.
I'm going to vote for Obama today.
And where are you going to vote?
I'm not sure.
Lincoln.
Why Lincoln? It's nowhere near it.
That's where I'm from.
I think they must have gone there after that. Or maybe it was Stacey Solomon.
Seems like a party animal. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Donut off of Reading's been on. You missed the Wiener and Selena rhyming combo, which I didn't notice before. But it's in there somewhere in that Justin Bieber song.
Is it?
Yeah. Something like Wiener, something like Selena.
I think you just got the words wrong there.
Right. I think that's the Minaj bit. Okay, here's a quick game of... Would you rather Justin Bieber rocks your body or a stinging bell from Biffy Clyro? Go.
Great question.
What are you saying?
Rock your body.
I'm saying bell.
I'm saying stinging bell as well. Yeah.
I'm going with Bieber.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Christmas songs. We need to start playing them soon. We said this earlier. There's a lot of Twitter action today going, hello, all the Christmas stuff's in the shops. Why aren't you playing the Christmas songs yet? Because you know I'm always the first. I think the problem is with Christmas songs, like if we start playing them now, there's only really about four that people like, aren't there? I think, like The Pogues, Kirsten McColl, Mariah, obviously, Wham, Last Christmas, and Shakin' Stevens. I think they are the four. Unless anyone wants to correct me.
They're like the classic ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're the ones that year on year seem to come back.
Once you go back to the 70s ones, I'm like, like...
Step Into Christmas, you're not a fan?
No, it's just like, sounds really weird now.
About White Christmas.
Oh, see, that is a classic. But would you want to hear that all the time?
Not on Radio 1,
no. Exactly. But like, this happens every year. Suddenly on Christmas Day, Radio 1 starts playing Wham. That doesn't really happen very often otherwise. And even with Slade, I'm like, I don't know. I think that we've narrowed it down to four. Mariah, Wham, Shakin' Stevens, The Pogues, right? But the modern ones, generally, because, like, out of that selection, the newest one is it Mariah? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
And that one was 1994. I mean, she's remade it since a couple of times. But that's not even really that new, 1994. That's the most recent one that was good. The modern ones, like, do you remember that Destiny's Child one? Awful.
No.
But, like, so bad.
How did that go?
On the 12 days of Christmas. Yeah. Diamond rings. 12 days of bling, whatever it was called. Doesn't it feel like Christmas? We used to play that on Radio 1. It was awful then. It's awful now. Destiny's Child, brilliant. But that song, ugh. Like, they're not... what I'm saying is the modern ones are not universal favourites, are they?
You're talking about stuff like Not Tonight Santa by Girls Aloud.
That kind of... Yes.
Yeah. Christmas Rapping by the Spice Girls.
Yeah, you don't hear them. I mean, some people will like it. Some people will text in now and go, oh, I love Christmas Rapping by the Spice Girls. But they're not... It's not Wham or Mariah or Shaky or The Pogues, is it? Which makes me think, like, there's no modern ones. There's definitely room for another song that will become a classic.
So you're not talking about, like, the Christmas number, like, a gimmicky Christmas song?
No. I don't want it to be novelty. I want it to be, like, I want a big earner. I want a serious...
At least you're honest from the start. Mm. It's all about the monies.
Yeah. Like, George Michael wrote Last Christmas.
So you're going to make one?
Ka-ching.
How are you going to get the money?
I'd quite like to make... What do you mean?
Well, how are you going to get the money?
How will I get the money?
Well, if he writes it, he gets all the money.
Are you making a song?
I'd like to. Like the absolute ultimate Christmas song.
I like it. You're just there, like, not to spread the joy of the festive season. You're just like, I want a big earner. It's got to be better than these four. This is where I'm at. I like it. I like your honesty.
You could live off one good classic Christmas song for the rest of your life.
You want to be like Hugh Grant in About a Boy.
Yeah.
But I see his point. It's for him, it's better that he does one which will last a long time than just one Christmas number one.
Everyone's
that's
like,
true.
Like some people are, what about the darkness? No, it's not one, is it? Proper Crimbo. No, that isn't. That's a novel.
That's a great
will
song.
Will that be played
it's not
in
a great
2033?
Song. Chris, it's not a great. Listen to it now. It's not a great song.
Really?
It's not a Christmas classic. You don't want to hear that, do you? Oh, Craig David.
You
don't
want to hear that. Mr. Hanky as well.
No, that's rubbish. That's exactly what I'm not talking about. That is a novelty Christmas song. Or like Geraldine or any of them. I'm talking about, they're silly songs. I want a serious song.
Oh, my word.
A serious song, like Shaky.
Right.
Or
a
like
serious
Wham.
Song like Shaking Stevens.
Yes.
Okay.
One that will stand the test of time. So let's try and do it. We've got a bit of time. I want to make a Christmas song as good as the absolute classics. I want Radio 1 to still be playing this song in 20 years' time like we do with Wham and with Mariah Carey at Christmas. I want the new All I Want for Christmas Is You. Am I asking too much?
I think this is ambitious.
I think it is too, but I would like to give it a go.
Back along?
Everyone ready? Not now, obviously. We've got some time to think about it.
Yeah. How long have we got, though? We haven't got long.
No, like, what is it? 48 sleeps, I think.
Yeah.
Not that I'm counting.
Yeah, but then the rest of time, I guess. Next 100 years as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? It'll be on every year.
Justin Bieber, Mistletoe, no.
What about Michael Bublé's? Someone's texted in.
No, not Bublé's.
What about Santa in the Ghetto?
What is that even?
A Snoop Dogg?
No. Not, absolutely not. Anyway.
You're taking this very seriously.
Yeah, I am, because actually, there's no good modern ones, and someone needs to do it soon.
And the other ones, they're just silly songs.
They are.
I'm talking about a big earner.
Yeah, I'm talking a big earner. I'm talking a massive house with a driveway. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Now, Misha B was supposed to be on the show yesterday, but she couldn't, because she was having her teeth done, like emergency work. Hi, Misha B.
Hey, Scott.
You all right?
No, I'm not okay.
Now, you're supposed to be on our show yesterday, but you had to cancel because of emergency root canal.
I look like Kanye West, you know, and his video Through the Wire.
Do you?
It's not very nice.
It sounds like it hurts.
I'm still in pain now. I have to take antibiotics every 3 hours.
Obviously, we missed you on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, confirm or deny, a few people have pointed out when we put the picture on Facebook, those shades you're wearing, it does look like you may have been at Laser Quest in Reading.
Yeah. Do you know...
Were you there?
They're film glasses.
What?
They're film glasses.
Are they?
Yeah, you can watch a film in them. It's weird. I've never seen anything like it.
How long were you in there for?
I arrived there at 10 o'clock and left there about 6 o'clock.
Oh, well, I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, me too. I have a show tonight.
Are you doing the Minaj tour still?
Yeah, it's the last day for me. We're in Cardiff. Well, I'm on my way to Cardiff.
So, what can people expect tonight? You going...
Well, the funny thing about it is that I can still sing. I just don't look like Misha.
Right, well, you look like Kanye West in that video.
Yeah, in that video.
Are you going to warn people before you come on? Hello, like from backstage. Hello, everybody. Nice to be here. I just need to warn you, I don't look like I normally do.
Looking like Kanye West in that video. I can't remember that video. What do you mean?
One side of your face is swollen. The other side is normal. It's like I've got a golf ball in my cheek.
Well, just fill the other side up with, like, cotton wool or something.
Then how would I be able to sing?
Well, you feel like that. People would understand. What's Nicki Minaj like? Have you met her at all on this tour?
You know what, Scott? I haven't. I have not met her yet.
Oh, like that, is it?
Yeah. But hopefully I'm going to meet her today. Obviously, it's the last leg of the tour.
Must be weird. I've always thought this, like, when you're the support act, but you don't actually meet the act that you're supporting.
For me, it's been very weird, but I kind of understand because I'm the first act to go on, then it's Tiger, then it's Nicki. So when I'm in hair and makeup, she's walking around. When she's in hair and makeup, I'm walking around.
But you still don't get to speak, even though you're just that close.
No, but I've spoken to everyone in her team, and hopefully today, with me looking like Kanye West.
Yeah, that'd be, it's a good day to meet her, isn't it? Well, listen, get well soon and come and see us soon and hope you get through the show tonight. Thanks, Misha. Good to speak to you.
Bye.
Get well. Love you. Bye. See, the darkness for me is a joke one, the Christmas bell end one. That's not one. Sabrina in Southampton says E17. No, I don't think that's on the list. Okay, I will add one more to the list of Shakin' Stevens, Wham, Mariah, and the Pogues and Kirsten McCall. Okay, yes, point taken. Band-Aid is one also. But only the original one, not all the ones that have been since. I need to make one as good as those five. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. David in Edinburgh is saying, have you broken the news? Yes, it's my fault. He says, can you tell me who won the US election, please? It was Barack Obama.
So, I don't. I taped
it. Is that a plot
it.
Spoiler?
Yeah, I taped it.
I think it's been on.
No, I was going to watch it tonight.
Can you imagine if people did that?
I think that's what Fern was saying.
No,
she was in the office actually.
Oh,
she was,
what I'm going to do?
Give it away.
I'm going to try and avoid it all day. Well, we had really good luck with that. Also, you'd skip through a lot of it, wouldn't you? There's a lot of people just you're watching them voting. Anyway, Barack Obama won. Hooray! And more news at 4:30. Am I supposed to be impartial?
Yes.
Oh, am I? Okay.
You have to say who lost as well.
Mitt Romney lost. Boo.
Came second.
He came second, but didn't win. So, good. Well, good for everybody.
No, if you say he won second place, that makes it
but
fair.
It's hardly a silver, is it? Anyway, this is why it should be left to Newsbeat and not discussed by stupid DJs. More at 4:30. And now, real or no real?
Scott Mills does the American election.
Well, you have to
maybe they'll bin off fine and you can be on next time.
You told me how to be impartial, but it's fine now. He's lost, surely.
I'd quite like to see you with a big swingometer.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have a clue what to do.
I mean, I can see why yesterday I wouldn't be allowed to say it, but today it's a fine, surely. All right, cool. More at 4:30. And now real or no real. This is much more my comfort zone.
Okay, right. Just think about what we just said. Who can actually vote in this country? A few people,
yeah, but
maybe,
some people can listen online in America.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. See?
And Lincoln.
And in Lincoln, as we discussed yesterday. Anyway. Which ones are real or not for these facts? 10 Scott Mills points, play along.
Oh, shall I do scores?
Chris is on it.
Oh, okay.
Bill Clinton only sent 2 emails during his time in office, and one was a test email just to make sure he could do it right.
Oh, I love it that he put test. BillClinton.com.
That's biased. You need to say someone else as well, .com, otherwise you're biased.
Who else?
The other one.
GeorgeBush.com. George Bush, this senior.com.
This story,
am I covered?
Yeah, I think you are. This story reminds me of Moira Stewart's attempt at Twitter, which is still my favourite Twitter account.
What happened?
If you go look Moira Stewart up on Twitter, yeah. Becky, if you do it now, type in Moira Stewart Twitter.
Oh, I got logged off due to the news problem.
Oh, right, okay. It's the best. The first one is just like, hello,
test.
Does this work? And the second one says, Fiona Bruce? Question mark. That's it.
Is that right?
Have a look. Maura Stewart tweet. Give her a follow.
Has she given up?
Yeah.
Awesome.
After Fiona Bruce, it just ended.
So, does this work? Fiona Bruce? That's it. Okay, real or no real, Bill Clinton, his emails, one of them was just a test. He only sent two.
Do you know what? I think it was quite a long time ago, so I'm going to say real.
No, what an email address that would be, the president.
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon, is on Hotmail or Yahoo?
I think at the time, Hotmail.
President.
Not so much now.
I'm saying not real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Oh. And next for you...
The Naga chili has 10% more heat or energy by weight than enriched uranium.
Real.
Was that the one you tried?
Yeah, I've had a go on that one.
Yeah, that
Do
was...
remember?
That was hot.
And it was very hot.
Although I don't really know what uranium is. Like, how hot it is.
It's one off of David Guetta, isn't it?
No, that's titanium.
Is it really hot?
This is uranium. Is it hot? I don't know. No idea.
I don't know. I'm that chili was hot though. Right. That
I'm going to say real.
I had to have milk for that.
Is chili hotter than uranium?
No. I'm going to say not real.
That one is a no real.
Okay. Good work.
What did you guess for that, Becky?
Real.
Sorry, just taking scores.
I'm also keeping score just to see if he cheats.
Next. Uh-huh. Next.
The average guy spends about 1 year of his life just staring at women.
Hmm.
Yes.
Now, does this mean in total, or does it mean that, like, take a year off?
No, I think it means throughout the year.
Is it like a gap year?
Gap year, where I just look at
what
girls.
What did you do on your gap year? Just
look at girls?
Just a bit of looking?
Yeah.
I like these kind of stats where it adds up throughout your life. You've done...
Sat on the toilet for 2 years.
I love these kind of stats.
Been in your car for 5 years, whatever it is.
There's a stat for...
everything.
Chris,
do you have you spent...
how many tons of angel delight?
Been in your car for 5 years.
In total, if driving to work and back.
Right. That's a long time. You must have quite a distance.
I'm sure I read
commute.
That recently.
It's like how many years you spend queuing. Instead, well, I suppose for you, that's not so much.
What are you saying? Anyway, men, do they spend a year of their life staring at women?
Real.
Real. Yeah.
Have you done that already, do you think?
Don't know. Mm.
That one's real.
And next.
No matter where you are in the UK, you're always 5 minutes drive away from a Papa John's pizza.
Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
They text me a lot and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Only because I'm trying to diet. But they say,
are you?
Yeah.
No, sorry, are you? Are you?
Oi! I'm always on some diet. So don't tell me about your 2-for-1s again. It's just a temptation. Real or no real?
I think 2-for-1 should just be on one specific day. I'm saying that's not real.
That one is no real.
Ready for your next fact.
You can't inhale through your nose and talk at the same time.
Okay, try it now. Go.
No, you can't.
What was
it
that?
It makes a funny noise as well. Could you try it?
No.
Scott, go on.
No.
That's got to be no real. I found one last night. I put it on my Twitter. You know, if you turn your right foot clockwise in circles...
Yeah.
And then with your index finger, try and draw a number 6. Your foot goes weird.
Well, how did you find that out?
Yeah. Turn your right foot in clockwise circles.
Yeah.
Then try and draw a number 6 with your index finger.
Yeah.
That's what I just done.
Me and the one that doesn't speak have both just successfully achieved
that. And me.
Then you're cheating somehow.
No.
How? Look, I can even do it up, look.
Listeners all over the UK will be doing this now. There we are.
This is me, because I'm trying to learn how to be Derren Brown.
So right.
What, and he does that? Is that what the apocalypse was? Just a foot going round and round and loads of sixes?
Baby steps.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Can you inhale and talk at the same time?
No, real, I think it's real.
Real.
That one's real.
Right. Okay, and next on Real or No Real, here's another fact for you.
In Japan, Deal or No Deal is called Little Beardy Man, Big Red Box Open, Win Money Game.
Sometimes they don't translate word for word.
No. Real.
I'm saying real.
I want to hear it again, please.
In Japan, Deal or No Deal is called Little Beardy Man, Big Red Box Open, Win Money Game.
Hmm. I mean, that would be the exact translation back into English.
I'm going to say real.
Little Beard... do you know what? The more I think about it, the more I think no. That's more likely to be like the French title, because they use like six words when one will do.
Mm, that's true.
Real.
So you're saying real?
And also, what happens if the presenter takes a sick day or they get a celebrity presenter and then they have to change the title of the whole show?
No, but that never happens.
What, it's always the Little Beardy Man?
It's always the their equivalent of Noel Edmonds.
They don't just get someone that looks like the person.
They do.
To do
like,
it in...
They do, so it they can do. Match up with, like, you know, them, like the one... games machine. Like
they used to do that for the Weakest Link. Around the world, they used to get people that look like Anne Robinson. They do the same everywhere with Noel Edmonds. They all have to have beards to present Deal or No Deal.
Their version of fact. Yes.
But the one in Slumdog Millionaire doesn't look like Chris Tarrant.
He does if you squint.
Okay.
Real or no real?
Okay. No real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh. I thought I'd do then. And at the end of that, real or no real, where are we at, Chris?
Becky's got 50, I've got 40, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Our scores are matching, yes?
Yes,
good.
High five.
Let us know how you did on Facebook, Twitter. That was today's podcast. I cannot wait for tomorrow's show. Put me on between 1 and 4 on Radio 1 tomorrow. Innuendo Bingo 1:45, and after 3, the global phenomenon, Psy.